Recently, I was talking with a man who had an experience last summer at a Little League game, and he happened to be sitting in the stands right behind the bench, so he could kind of hear the dialogue that was going on between the players and the coach. And the game was going smoothly for a while, and then the coach called one of his 9-year-old players over and asked him, "Son, do you understand what cooperation is? Do you understand what team is?" And the little boy said, "Yes, I do, coach." And then the coach asked, "Do you understand what matters is whether we win or lose as a team together?" And the boy nodded again, "Yes, I understand." And so the coach continued, "And I'm sure you know when an out is called, you shouldn't argue, you shouldn't curse, you shouldn't attack the umpire or call him names. Do you understand all that?" The boy nodded yes. The coach continued even further, "And when I take you out of the game so that another boy can get a chance to play, it's not a dumb decision or that the coach is mean, is it?" "No, coach," the boy replied. The coach smiled and said, "Good. Now go over there and explain that to your grandmother." Came across that, I thought that worked well with our gospel today, because our gospel today is really, when it comes right down to it, it's really about a reminder to respect and to love our neighbor, whether we know them or not, or in some cases, whether we like them or not. Jesus and his church want us to keep in mind that we are all God's children, made in his image, made in his likeness, even when we don't act like it at times. You know, it's always easy, and I'm sure we'd all agree, that it's easy to love and respect our spouses, our friends and children, our co-workers, and sometimes even strangers when they're pleasing to us. But often the challenge comes when they are not. And this is where we need God's help and the assistance of the Holy Spirit. You know, when we go about living our daily lives and carrying out our vocations, if we don't have the Holy Spirit active in our hearts, then we can expose ourselves to those negative feelings and bad moods that sometimes overcome us and make us selfish. And we have little patience for those that come across our paths who we see as not cooperating with us. And it then becomes easy to give in to temptations, to lash out at others, and to be unkind. Well, we've all experienced those days. But as we would all agree, I'm sure, we'd like to avoid them as much as possible. However, the truth really is that no matter how hard we try, we really can't change other people. But we can work on ourselves. Many people seek to do this in a variety of ways, whether it's increasing the amount of sleep they get or eating the right foods. For some, it's starting to exercise or maybe making more time for recreation. And for some, it might even be therapy or counseling or medication. All of these things will help us to feel better and be more charitable at times, but it can be that a lot of times it can be a slow and frustrating process because our fallen human nature tends to backslide often despite our efforts into our old habits. However, the good news for the Christian is that Jesus is always there. He's always there to help us with the Holy Spirit if we desire it. Prayer, Eucharist, adoration, praying the rosary, knowing and obeying God's commandments increase our virtue in our lives and increase the Holy Spirit in our hearts, quickly making us more patient and merciful and kind to others. For God often does for us when we ask him and put our trust in him, does for us what, despite our efforts, we cannot do for ourselves. And so the good news is God knows that we need his help and assistance, and he is more than happy to give it to us if we ask him in faith.